Our kind tell many stories, among them those of the legendary hero, Prince Elerera. And it is told how, when the great Lord Frith made the world, he felt himself to be in friendship with Elerera, and how, despite the prince's impudence and cunning, Frith chose to bestow on him a great blessing, saying, "All the world will be your enemy."
And when they catch you, O prince with a thousand enemies, they will kill you. But first, they must catch you. Digger, listener, runner. Be shrewd and full of tricks, and your people, shall never be destroyed.
Watership Down by Richard Adams. Dramatised by Brian Sibley. Part 1.
What's happening?
Get that marriage board up, will you? Okay!
No! 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 What are you doing?
Clearing out one more, hon, to make way for another!
I can't understand. Noise. Smell. I can't breathe. No escape. No way out. Flesh ripping. Tearing. Bones cracking. Splitting. Blood. Blood everywhere.
Fiver.
He's coming. I see him.
Fiver.
The Dark One.
I have come.
Fear. Darkness.
Come for my people.
Death.
Fiver, wake up. It's all right, Fiver. I'm here.
There's blood. Blood. Death.
You were dreaming, little brother.
Hazel?
Just one of your dreams.
It was terrible.
Well, it's over now.
It's not. Hazel, it's not over.
Get back to sleep. It won't seem so bad in the morning.
There's danger, Hazel.
Fiver,
please listen.
Not now. You'll wake the whole place.
But...
Fiver! We'll talk about it tomorrow.
And so, in the shadow-haunted labyrinth of nightmare, begins a story of the outskirter Hazel, his brother Fiver, and those who joined him in pursuit of a vision. Morning, the time of Sylphlay. As sunrise reddens the clouds, a solitary blackbird sings in the wild cherry. The dandelions, cowslips and kingcups gleam gold and yellow.
Something was approaching, like the smell of a fox or the wing beat of a crow, and then... and clouds reeking of death, Allele, our enemies bellowing and roaring, their machines ripping and tearing at the earth, cries and screams. And suddenly, he was there.
Who?
Frith's envoy. The Black Emissary. I have come for my people.
It was a nightmare, that's all.
I see things, Hazel, you know I do.
Can you honestly see any signs of danger this morning? Come on, race you to the brook.
Hazel! Look!
What now?
There! That board on posts. That wasn't there yesterday.
No. No, it wasn't.
And there are markings on it. That's where it's coming from. It's coming closer and closer. Hazel, the field... it's covered in blood.
Fiver, it's just the sunrise.
It's not. I tell you, the field is full of blood.
Stop it. I'll look after you. I always do, don't I?
We've got to get away before it's too late.
From Sandalford?
Yes, and soon.
And go where?
Anywhere. It doesn't matter. I know what it is now. We're going to be invaded.
Invaded? Fiver, I know you think
you have to warn them. Tell the Threara.
The chief? He'll never listen to us. No one will listen to us.
You know what they call you? Hazel's mad little brother who jumps at the sound of a blue bottle? Please, if we don't, they'll all die. I've no idea what you think you've seen. I know you believe it. And if there's some danger, then yes, I suppose the chief should know. If something happens...
Yes,
I'd never forgive myself.
Sir. Captain Holly.
It's Bigwig, sir, one of the Owsler. With a couple of outskirters.
Very well.
This way.
This is Hazel, sir. He says there's something important you need to know.
Well?
Sir, it's my brother. Fiver, here. He sees things.
What sort of things?
Coming dangers.
Things the rest of us can't see. He's been right again and again.
Really?
The flood last autumn.
He knew it was coming.
Indeed.
That is true, sir.
Thank you, Bigwig.
Sir.
Go on.
He says he can sense some terrible danger coming. Something far worse than the flood.
So what is this new danger?
Invasion.
Invasion?
Blood. Death.
And what do you suggest we do about this invasion?
Go away, all of us, now.
Well, let's just think about this a moment, shall we? No ill eel for miles, or so they tell me. No illness, good weather, plenty of food. And yet you want me to tell our people that because you have a hunch, they've all got to leave their homes and set off for goodness knows where. What do you think they'll say?
They do what you told them to, sir.
Nevertheless, I should have to consider the matter very carefully.
No time. There's danger. Like a wire wrapped.
My neck. Tightening.
He gets like this sometimes, sir. He'll be all right in a moment.
I really think you'd better take him away.
Yes, sir. Come on, Fiver.
Hazel.
I shall, of course, think over all you've said.
Thank you, sir.
I'll see him out, sir.
No, Bigwig. Captain Ollie can do that. I have something to say to you.
What did you expect, Hazel?
I don't know. I've never been near the chief before. But at least no one can say we didn't warn him.
Then you really believe, Fiver?
I'm certain, Blackberry.
Well, I'm glad you are.
You off duty, Bigwig?
Permanently. Chief doesn't like having his time wasted on trivial nonsense. He suggested that maybe I wasn't suited for the Owsler. And I said I couldn't care less about the privileges of belonging to his personal militia. And that was that.
Sorry if I've cost you your post.
No, what's done's done. But just you tell me this. What you said back there, it's true? Or is it some stupid hoax?
I wish it wasn't. But I know it. I feel it. Foul-smelling mist. For some deathly sleep, for those who run ripped flesh, shattered bone, burning pain and blood.
So, when you're leaving...
Leaving?
Yes. Fiver and I leave after moonrise tonight.
Well, you can count me in.
We can?
Got nothing to look forward to here now but being pushed around. And anyone who's strong enough can do just as well by leaving.
Blackberry.
Why not? You're scared to stay, I'm scared to go. But there are too many bucks in this warren. If I have to choose, then I'll go.
In that case, Blackberry, let's try to persuade as many as we can to join us. Come on.
How easy will that be? Well, I didn't think we'd win over Bigwig. He'll be a great help. He'll be difficult. No sign of them.
They'll come.
We can't wait much longer.
They'll come. I know.
Blackberry.
No. Dandelion. We were in the same burrow in the snow last winter.
I remember.
I've heard you leaving. I'll come too, if you'll have me.
Of course.
Here's Blackberry.
I thought you'd be gone by now. We were waiting for you and Bigwig.
He's right behind me. He's been rounding up a few others. We ought to be going. There's a wild rumour going round.
Rumour?
Some nonsense about a plot against the Threera.
Are we ready?
What kept you?
Well, the Owsler were hard work, but I brought a whole bit of acorn.
Hello.
I'm glad you came.
Silver will follow as soon as he's off duty.
Bigwig!
Hazel, quiet.
What do you want, Holly?
You're under arrest.
What for?
Spreading dissension and inciting mutiny.
If I were you, I'd forget you found me or that we had this conversation.
Now listen to me.
We can fight about this if you really want, Holly. But if we do, then I'll kill you.
Don't you threaten me. I'm here on the traitor's orders.
Keep going! I'll follow. Go!
We must keep moving, Hazel. When Bigwig gets here.
I see him. He's coming.
Then Holly won't be far behind.
And half the house not with him.
All right. Let's go. Which way?
Fiver. Over there. Follow the brook.
Through the wood.
We go where Fiver says we go.
Our kind don't like woodland. When above ground, we prefer open spaces where we can see danger and ways to escape. Woods are full of too many unknown perils.
I hate this place.
But we're safer in here than out in the fields.
No, that's a matter of opinion.
Look! Holly's going to think twice about following us in here at night.
This path over here, through the bracken.
What a nice surprise, Hazel. Our brook's become a river. So, Fiver, what are we supposed to do now?
Cross it.
Cross it?
I can't say I want to jump in there. Our way ahead lies on the other side.
Frith, give me strength.
Look, we need to eat and drink. Let's get down nearer to the water's edge and see how things are. You're really sure about this, Fiver? We have to get into that field on the other side. And then where? I'm not sure. But I know what we're looking for. A high, lonely place where we can see and hear all around us. A place where we can live undisturbed, unthreatened. That would be worth a journey, wouldn't it?
There is such a place.
I know there is, Hazel. Just as I know we have to cross the river.
But what if the others refuse?
Then we'll have to go on alone, but... Fiver! I'm sorry, but I have to rest first.
If we're crossing this river, then we must do it straight away.
But...
A large dog, loose in the wood.
You sure?
I saw it. Crossing the clearing, only a matter of time before it picks up our scent. Everyone into the river!
But we can't leave until Fiver's up to tackling it.
Don't be a fool.
What do you suggest, then?
Simple. Those who can swim, swim. Those who can't, have to stay here and hope for the best.
No! I got Fiver into this, and I'm going to get him out.
You didn't get Fiver into it. He got you into it.
Hazel!
Blackberry, we're talking!
No, you're arguing. Down here. I may have the answer.
Look what I found. A flat piece of wood run aground. The markings on it are like that board up by the warren. If it floated down here, then it can float Fiver across to the other side.
It's clever, Blackberry.
Unless he floats downstream and it's the last we'll see of him.
It just needs a couple of strong swimmers to push it in the right direction.
That'll be us, Bigwig.
All right, all right. Let's get Fiver onto the board.
Get away from us!
I've got it!
It's tipping!
Keep still!
Bigwig!
Oh, where is he?
Come on! One more push and we've done it!
Right!
Fiver? I'm fine. Frith be praised!
Let's be grateful the river wasn't any wider.
Oh, Dandelion, Bigwig, thank you.
Well, that was Blackberry's idea.
Well, it saved my life.
Yeah, just hope it warms up soon. I'm frozen.
I won't forget this, Blackberry. Now we all need to get some rest. You must sleep, little brother.
Oh, don't like us being so far from cover.
We need to get them over to that hedgerow.
Yeah, and if the farmer comes with his...
Look out!
What?
Crow!
Get off!
Run straight for it! I'll cover it from behind! Come on, the rest of you!
Look at me, you coward!
Cut it!
Fiver, you all right? Has it gone?
Yes. Thanks, Bigwig. Again.
Having quite the day, aren't we?
Bigwig?
Why have you stopped?
Something strange up ahead. I've never smelt anything like this before.
It's a road. Men use them for their Herodadil.
Can it hurt us?
No, only if you're not careful. Otherwise, there's nothing to them. I'll show you. A Herodadil's coming. Right now. Watch.
Don't get too close.
See?
It didn't take any notice of you.
Yeah, that's true. During the day. But best to leave them alone at night. Herodadil have great lights, brighter than Frith himself. They can draw you to them and...
And?
It's just safer to keep clear once it's dark.
That'll be soon. So let's get across while we can.
Our race is not born to wander far and wide or embrace a challenge of journeying and discovery. The moon sails free of cloud, illuminating a strange, forbidding landscape, broken by rifts and pits glimmering in the moonlight. All is strange. The plants, the very soil itself, is unfamiliar.
This night and this common seem to be going on forever.
The smell of the heather is overpowering. Blackberry, what's going on over there?
A couple of them want to give up and go back. Bigwig said he'd scratch any deserters to pieces, and now Hawkbit wants to know who's chief, you or Bigwig. Who is chief, anyway?
Frith in a fog, I don't know. Bigwig's the strongest. But there's too few of us to be giving orders. Haven't we enough trouble and danger already?
It'll blow over. Dandelion and I'll go and try and calm things down.
Thank you. Hazel. Fiver.
Up there. You see that ridge?
Yes.
That's the place for us. High, lonely hills. That's where we're to go.
It's too far, Fiver. We need somewhere safe and soon.
There's a thick mist between the hills and us.
What mist? It's a perfectly clear night.
The one who goes back through the gap will run his head into trouble. I can't see clearly for the mist.
Well, until you can, we have to keep everyone together and keep going.
This rain never stops.
Well, if we're going to be here any time, we better start digging some scrapes so we can...
Hazel, look over there. Staring at us.
What does she want?
Let's go and find out.
Let's not.
Hello. Have you travelled far?
A little way.
We saw you coming down over the hill.
What do you want?
I'm Kelsey, and I don't want anything.
My name's Hazel. These are my friends.
Are you thinking of settling here?
What if we are?
Nothing.
Bigwig.
After all, there's plenty of grass.
We can defend ourselves.
I'm sure you can. Except...
Yes?
Well, it's hard to defend yourselves against the weather. It seems ridiculous to be out in this rain, if you don't have to.
Are there many of you?
Quite a few.
Can we trust you? What my brother means is... we've been through a lot. Dangerous situations.
Of course. I understand. It's always better to get things clear.
But can we trust you?
Yes. You can trust us. We've plenty of room, so if you want to join us, you'll be welcome. Now, forgive me, I won't stay longer. I hate the rain. You'll find our place just round the corner of that wood.
What do you make of her?
Fitter than we are.
To be trusted, you think?
Only one way to find out. Go and see.
What I don't get is, what do they stand to gain from our joining them?
We should leave this place now.
Bigwig. There's an old saying. Fools attract enemies by being easy prey.
You're against going?
Not so long as we can keep our wits about us. I'll take a chance for a decent night's sleep in the dry. And if they give us trouble, they'll find I can give plenty back.
Besides, we'll look a load of cowards if we don't go.
That's my view. Let's go. Elafrere, and let it be the right thing I'm doing.
And so they come into a place blessed with a perpetual languid ease that might almost have been prepared for the weary traveller through the loving care of the great Lord Frith.
It's huge.
This is all wrong.
Hazel, you and your friends are most welcome.
It's good to be out of the bad weather.
You need rest and food after your long journey.
Sounds good.
Certainly does.
Hazel, I'm Strawberry, and this is Neildrow Hay.
Hello.
This is my brother, Fiver.
We're pleased you've come to join us. Some of our best sleeping quarters are quite close. Your friends can stay here while we show you. This way.
Thank you. This place is very impressive.
The Great Hall. Oh, yes. The roof's all tree roots, you know. Oh, it's a piece of masterly building.
Is Cowslip your chief?
We don't have a chief.
Who runs the Owsler? Keeps you safe from enemies.
Oh, we've no need of an Owsler. And no enemies.
Our kind always has enemies.
Your quarters are just along here.
Surely someone organises scouting parties.
There's no need. We have all the food we can eat. Greens, carrots, turnips.
Where does it come from?
It's always there for us. In the field, every day. The man throws it down.
Here, take a look. What do you think?
Very comfortable. This food, the man gives it to you.
All we have to do is collect it and carry it back.
Carry it?
Oh, it's really not that difficult once you get the hang of it.
Like a dog learns to fetch and carry a stick.
Fiver. Come through here. There's something rather special we'd like to show you. There. We call it a shape.
I'm sorry? What is it?
You've not seen one before. Stones pushed into the earth wall to make the shape of El Herrera. We've several, but this is the best.
It was made by King Cup. He'll be around here somewhere. King Cup! We have visitors! King Cup? He's usually here at work. He went outside to Soufflé this morning.
We should be getting back to the Great Hall.
How are our new digs?
Excellent.
I never dreamt we'd reach a place like this.
You've done a great job in bringing us here.
We should never have come here.
Before we eat, we thought you might like to hear a tale or a rhyme.
A story of El Herrera, perhaps? What about El Herrera and the King's Lettuce?
Well, one of my favourites.
We don't tell the old stories very much. Our stories and poems are mostly about our own lives here. Silverweed is one of our best poets. I think you'll be impressed. Silverweed, recite for us. Oh.
Frith lies in the evening sky. The clouds are red about him. I am here, Lord Frith. I am running through the long grass. Oh, take me with you. dropping behind the woods, far away to the heart of light, the silence. For I am ready to give you my breath, my life, the shining circle of the sun. The sun.
Stop!
Driver!
Whatever's wrong with him?
That's not a poem. It's the truth. It's the terrible truth.
Your young brother is tired and hungry. We must fetch you some food.
I was thinking of going outside to Silfla.
Oh, it's still raining. Much better to feed in here.
Thank you, but we're used to it.
Hazel, there's plenty.
Rain doesn't bother us. Does it, Bigwig?
No. No, of course not.
Let's go then, shall we?
What was all that about, Hazel? We're soaked through.
Did you really want to Silflay? It's what we do, isn't it?
I don't get it.
I want to know what's upset Fiver. We shouldn't be here. Our journey's not over yet.
And when would that be? When you have another one of your dreams? Who knows, maybe this journey of yours will never be over.
Bigwig, there's something strange about Cowslip and the others.
Because they're friendly.
Because they seem terribly sad. They remind me of trees in November.
Oh, what's that supposed to mean?
It's as if they have something on their minds. And why is the Warren so big when there's so few of them?
Maybe they've been through some trouble.
If we're staying, we have to get on with them.
And they're too big for us to fight.
I'm not sure if they can fight.
Why do you say that?
The smell.
What smell?
It's like barley rained on and left to rot in the fields. Like a wounded mole that can't get underground and is waiting for death. There's something unnatural and evil twisted all around this place. That hall with its roof of roots is as if they weren't roots at all, but something else.
What?
Bones. Listen to me, Fiver. What you're going to do now is come back with the rest of us and sleep.
Hazel,
I can't. No more arguments. We'll see how things look tomorrow.
For Fiver, no rest. Plagued by yet another dream. Cold. Cold. A roof of twisted bones become the interlaced spray of a yew tree. Stiff twigs twisted in and out, over and under, hard as ice and set with dull red berries.
No.
Come on.
Hazel, don't.
We'll carry the yew berries home.
I don't think I can.
And eat them in the great. You must learn.
See, Hazel?
If you want to go out.
Carrying's easy. I can do it.
Bigwig, stop.
I'm running another way. Ask me where.
Where?
I'm running to join the Black Emissary.
Don't drop the berries.
They're so cold. So hard.
Not berries. Red. Blood.
Fiver, what are you doing out here?
I'm going.
Where?
Where I've always known we've had to go. The hills.
Alone? You die.
You're closer to death than me.
You miserable little runt. I've a good mind to cuff some sense into you.
Can't you see? Something's scaring him out of his wits. Let me talk with him.
Magnus.
Go back and tell the others.
I'm dumb with your crack-brained brother.
Oh, Bigwig! Frith, take him. Fiver, wait for me.
Hazel!
Well, Fiver, quick! Bigwig's in trouble! Bigwig? Oh!
The red yew breeze, the blood, the
bubbling. Fiver, not now!
What?
Bigwig's caught in a trap. I need your help.
The wire around his neck, the bubbling.
Yes, all right. Bigwig, can you hear me? Run back to the Warren. Get the others. Well, what are you waiting for?
Yes.
Bigwig, listen. You're in some sort of snare. I don't know how it works. I need to know what to do. What did they tell you in the Owsler? Bigwig!
Strong wire. No good biting. Big, got you.
sick!
What peg?
Come on, Fiver! Come on!
This way!
Over here! What?
Fritz, save us! We've got to do something, Blackberry. He's hardly breathing. Let me see. He said something about a peg and digging. What does it mean? What have we got to do?
Look! The wire's on a peg in the ground there. We've got to dig it out. Dandelion, come and help!
Hurry! Fiver, is Cowslip coming?
No. She told me to stop talking about it.
She what?
The peg's narrow down there. I'm sure it could be bitten through, but we can't reach it.
Fiver, you try. For Frith's sake, be quick.
You can do it. Almost free.
Keep at it.
Done.
Bigwig.
The peg's out. Bigwig. Hazel, I can't feel his breathing.
He's coming.
Who?
The Black Emissary. Oh, quiet, Fiver. Bigwig, we've got you out. You're free.
He's gone.
No!
Hazel?
Yes. Our people have a saying, known to you all. My heart has joined the thousand for my friend. My friend stopped running today.
My friend stopped running today.
Now, someone, tell me exactly what happened when Fiver told you the news.
Cowslip, Strawberry and the others turned their backs and pretended not to hear.
Fiver tried to speak to Cowslip as we were running out, and she spun round and struck him.
I'll kill her. Help me, one of you. Can't anyone get this stinking wire off me?
If I hold it down, can you get your head out?
Yes!
Thank Frith for that.
You must rest.
No, we're going to go back to the Warren, and I'm going to kill Castle.
Oh, Emily, yeah. Frith, go back to the Warren. Are you mad? It's nothing but a death hole. Nothing but one man's larder. The whole place is snared every day, everywhere. They all know the terrible truth, that they'll die one by one to feed the farmer, yet still they pretend that all is well. Why is there no chief? Because a chief must be El Herrera to his people and keep them from death. In that place, there's no death but one. And what chief could have an answer to that?
Then we're well out of that place.
But we daren't stay here. The man might come back any time to check the trap.
We go on.
Where?
To the hills. Like Fiver said. I should have listened.
Hazel. Someone's coming from the Warren.
Only one? What a pity. You take him, Blackberry. I won't deprive you. But make a good job of it.
Something's wrong with him. He's blundering around all over the place.
It's Strawberry.
Are you going away?
What's that to you?
Take me with you. Please. Take me with you.
Oh, go back to Cowslip and that doe of yours.
Neildra Hay. She has stopped running. She went to look for Kingcup. Both gone now. The wires.
Don't need to tell me about wires.
It's all right, Bigwig. Strawberry, you can come with us.
They leave this place of roots and bones. Scarcely has Frith risen above the horizon than they are gone. A magpie, seeing something shiny glittering amongst the grass in the early light, flies down to take a closer look. But all he finds is a splintered peg and a twisted length of wire. So the odyssey continues, though now there is no questioning Bigwig's strength, Fiver's insight, Blackberry's wits, or Hazel's authority. At last the travellers come to the north-facing escarpment of Watership Down, when the western sun, in the final hour before twilight, lies like a golden rind on the grass, firs, and wind-stunted trees.
Oh, this is the place. Oh, I can't even see the top from here. Frith, are you really sending us to live in the clouds?
Might have known you'd outrun us, Dandelion. So, what can you see?
The whole world.
So you can.
There's clear warning of any approach from every direction. Oh, Frith on the hills. He must have made it just for us.
He may have done, but Fiver found it for us.
Oh, looks as though you really knew what you were talking about, Fiver.
Thank you.
Hey, come and see what I found.
If you thought this place was perfect, well, it just got better. There's even a warren ready and waiting. What do you think?
Oh, looks pretty old.
No tracks, no droppings.
Well, let's go down.
No smell of death or disease.
Perfectly sound and totally deserted.
A bit shallow and rough. Probably good enough for a bunch of vagabonds like us.
What became of the occupants of this warren, I wonder?
Yeah, how come they never finished it? It's pretty cramped, to say the least.
Think we're complaining again?
Just stating a fact.
Then let's do something about it.
Like what?
Build something bigger. I want you to hear what Strawberry's got in mind.
What's he got to do with it?
He knows how the Great Hall in Cowslip's Warren was constructed.
I've no time for him.
He'll be all right. And Bigwig, I won't have him bully.
Strawberry, tell Hazel and Bigwig your idea.
Well, these beech trees would be a perfect location. Their roots are deep. They've broken up the ground.
We can dig here and be as well off, or better, than we were in the old Warren.
I thought we could make a start. Early tomorrow?
Hazel!
What's wrong?
It's Holly. I just found him wandering around, shaking.
What's he doing here?
Captain Holly.
Captain. Not anymore.
Are you on your own?
Yes. It's only me. Others...
What's happened? Can you tell us?
It's all blurred. They came first a few, then more and more. Digging, filling the entrances to our home. They take... long, thin, winding things. I haven't the words. Put them into any hole still open. It's terrible hissing. The air turns bad, spreads through the runs, the burrows. We're crammed in, trying to escape. Clawing, clambering, passages blocked with dead, the living, tearing at the bodies to get out.
How did you get away?
There's a chance in 1,000. Frith guided me to an open run. Fresh air. I saw the end. Men with great hoodoo. Noisy. Yellow. As yellow as the buttercup, with a silver shining thing like a claw. This thing, how can I tell you? Tears the field to bits, earth, roots, grass, bushes, ripping, pushing, everything before it, destroying everything we ever knew.
You don't have to say it.
Yes, I do. Fiver was right.
Oh, Holly, believe me, I'd no wish to be right.
You were all right to leave the warren. Bigwig. That night, back then...
It's all right, Holly.
Listen, it wasn't me who tried to arrest you. It was someone else. Long, long ago.
Our people have a proverb that says, one cloud feels lonely. And it is true. The appearance of a single cloud often means that the sky will soon be overcast. The very next day, following one dramatic arrival, there occurs another. There is an early morning chill as twilight melts and the whole of Watership Down, earth and air, gives way to the sunrise, and soundlessly, Frith enters the world with his gigantic, unassailable power.
How's Holly?
Recovering, but it'll take time.
Yes. What do you make of the plans for the new warren?
Well, if Strawberry wasn't involved, I'd be happier.
Don't underestimate him, Bigwig. He's smart.
Well, he was smart enough to tag along with us, but anyway...
Shh! Over there, in that hollow, something's moving.
What is it?
It's as big as us.
White back. Brown head.
Let's take a closer look. Come on. Some sort of gull, I think.
It looks like it's hurt.
Can't see where. I'll go round.
Look
that was close.
Could have broken your leg.
What's going on?
A bird. Can't move.
Dying?
Don't think so.
Let's see if I can make it understand.
Careful. It's savage.
I'll not get too close. You hurt? You no fly?
You think me finish? You come kill me? Me no finish. Hurt you damn plenty.
You hungry?
Maybe. Maybe not.
I think it's starving.
So?
It needs our help. Go and see if you can find some worms or bugs.
What?
Didn't the Owsler teach you?
I'll help. Come on, Bigwig.
Oh, well, strictly under protest.
Want more food?
No hungry now. Stay small time, then go.
You stay there, you dead. Bad place. Come fox, come kestrel.
Damn the lot. Fight plenty.
I bet it would, too.
We help you, maybe.
Piss off.
Come on, let it alone.
What for help me?
Where you hurt?
Wing no good. Cat jump on me, hurt wing. Hurt cat plenty, too. No forget Kihar.
Oh, Kihar, your name?
Name, yes.
My name, Hazel. This Bigwig and Dandelion. We make you safe.
Hazel? You really think you can make a friend of that mean brute?
I don't know, but what's the good of a blue tit or a robin?
For what?
I'll tell you later. Right now, she needs a place to stay. You two, find the others and get started. An open, wide hole with a flat floor, a little below the level of one of the entrances to the warren.
More digging?
By nightfall. And more food.
All right, all right. Griff only knows what he's up to.
Where Kiha from?
Long way from here. Earth stops, just water.
A river, you mean?
No, big water. All time it moves. Can't see other side. Many birds like me, thousands. Now stuck here.
Can you walk?
Wing bed, legs fine.
What's this all about, Hazel?
Thanks to Fiver, we got here. And thanks to Strawberry, we're planning a better home than we've ever known. But there's something on my mind. And unless we find an answer, we're as good as finished.
No does, you mean?
And no does means no young. And in a few years, no Warren.
So what's to do? Set out again?
No, this is our home now.
It's all right, Fiver. I'd like to invite some does from another warren to help start a new community.
There aren't any other warrens.
We'll find one.
How?
Kihar will go and search for us.
Brilliant.
Will she do it?
Well, maybe. With a little gentle persuasion.
Bigwig the diplomat. I thought you weren't too keen on helping her.
Well, if it's a two-way process. I think I'll find Kihar a bit of extra food and, you know, have a little chat.
Before long, they'll be comparing battle stories.
It is unheard of among our kind to offer protection to a potential enemy. To some, this confirms Hazelra as a true heir to El Herrera, with all the cunning and trickery needed to overcome every Elo. To others, he is nothing more than a foolish adventurer enthralled to risk and danger.
Kiha.
Oh, your friends work hard for me, Hazel. Mr. Bigwig, plenty good fellow.
Yes, he is.
He say you got no mothers. Plenty trouble for you.
True.
Listen, Kihar get plan. I go now.
Go?
Kihar fly for you. Find plenty mothers. Tell you where they are, yes?
Yes. A great idea. I couldn't have come up with anything better myself.
Wing good. See? Fly tomorrow.
Thank you.
4 days. Kiha, where are you? If she doesn't come, then everything we've tried to do will be in vain.
She will return. I dreamt that she would bring us the gifts of Elarera, trickery, great danger, and a blessing for the Warren.
Danger and blessing.
But while you're waiting, come and see the latest developments to Strawberry's plan.
What do you think? Great work, Strawberry.
Thank you.
It's like a honeycomb.
The roots from above go straight down, so we had to dig round them.
Yes, I see.
But they allow us plenty of space, will make the place warmer and help conduct the sound from above, which it might be useful.
Hazel! Come quick! Kiar's back!
Kiar, go this way, go that way. Sun come up, sun go down. Nothing.
Well, thank you for trying.
Then, go down into valley and find your kite.
Where?
Farm. Not far. Big trees all round. They living with men in boxing shed, you know?
Yeah, not quite what I was hoping.
Oh, wait. Tell more. Fly other way. Way off. Find big town of your people.
How far?
For you, 2 days, maybe. Near river and iron road.
What's that?
Men build them.
Are they dangerous?
Maybe. Big, big town. Many mothers for you.
So there's the situation. We've an opportunity. Now, we have to decide whether or not we're to seize it.
If this place is as big as Kiha says, we couldn't take it by force.
No. We need a delegation to go to the chief.
It's a good idea, but you shouldn't go, Hazel.
Blackberry's right. We can't have our chief taking any unnecessary risks.
Yeah, well, I agree. But I'm not the right one for the job anyway.
Then who is?
What do you think, Fiver?
It should be someone who knows everything there is to know about being out in the open and someone who can speak well as an ambassador.
Then that's Holly.
Me? What about Bigwig?
Oh, I'm still not back to fighting strength. Well, even if I were, I'm too rough and ready to play the ambassador. No, Holly, I'm afraid Hazel's right. This is your job.
Then I'll do my best to justify your trust, Hazel.
Good. And who will you take?
Well, you need Dandelion and Blackberry here, so I'd like to take Silver, and though Bigwig might disagree, Strawberry.
Strawberry's earned the opportunity. You'll do a good job, Holly.
It can sometimes happen in the twilight of a midsummer evening that El Herrera's spirit of happy mischief can enter a young buck's mind so that he feels ready for adventure.
Why the secrecy, Hazel?
I have an idea. Those rabbits Kiha mentioned in a shed at that farm.
You're thinking of trying to get them out?
Oh, no, Blackberry. I was just thinking we'd find them and talk to them. Nothing more than that.
Oh?
Well, at least until we see whether it's worth it.
We?
Anyone who agrees. And don't tell Fiver and Bigwig.
So, when do we start?
In one of our legends, the Lord Frith tells El Herrera, "Everyone knows that you are a thief and a trickster, and one day your tricks will catch up with you, and the world will be rid of a smooth, plausible rascal."
There it is.
So much noise. It's so quiet on the down, I'd forgotten.
And all those farm smells. Straw, cows, dung.
Plus, rather a lot of cat. And just a little less dog. No harm in going down and taking a look.
Precisely. Well, you said you smelled dog. And there it is.
Seems safely tied up. And that'll be the shed over there.
Door's open too. Come on then.
Well, what do you think?
It won't be easy getting them out with that wire across the front of the box. Difficult, but not impossible. Hello? Hello? I'm Hazel. Can you understand me?
Yes, we understand you. I'm Clover.
My name is Boxwood, and these are Laurel and Cornflower. Where are you from?
The hills. What are they? Where we live. Up on the downs.
You live free? Without men?
Yes.
Why are you here?
To invite you all to come and join us.
This is the only life we know.
You'd soon learn. And once you tasted freedom...
But even if we wanted to, how could we escape?
We're only allowed out when the farmer opens the door.
Let's get a closer look. If anyone can work out a way, it's Blackberry. You can't imagine what it's like being able to come and go whenever you please.
Who gives you food?
We find it ourselves. Plenty of fresh food anytime you're hungry. Hazel, there are pieces of leather fixed to the top of the box in the door. With Dandelion's help, we should be able to gnaw through them. Coming! Where we live, we can sleep late or be up first thing to watch the great Frith bring light and warmth into the world.
I like the sound of that. So do I.
How far is it?
A day's journey, no more.
How long is that? We've never been on a journey.
The leather's starting to give way. Yes, keep at it. Boxwood, when I tell you, I need you all to push on the other side of the wire. Hurry up. Sounds like the cat's woken the dog. Now, push against the wire. Push harder. That's one.
Push.
Again. Let me try. Careful. If it gives way suddenly, you'll all go flying. Quick as you can. Follow me. Hurry. Down the lane.
The what?
Never mind. Come on.
Keep them together.
Which way?
Blackberry, don't let them scatter.
This way.
Don't look into the light.
Shut your eyes and run.
Lucy's rabbits are out.
Get him in quick.
Clover, are you coming?
Yes.
Stick together.
Which way?
Don't
where's,
stop.
Where's Laurel?
It's a wild one.
Hazel, what are you doing?
I'll run the other way. They'll shine the light on me for sure.
Hazel, no!
Do as I say. I'll follow as soon as I can.
Here he goes.
Come on, all of you.
Our people are brave, but we have a saying that there are always some who will throw their lives away between two jokes and a theft. The truth is, their foolishness comes from the Black Emissary, for it is by his will that they do not smell the dog or see the gun.
There he is, crossing the field. I see him. Keep the torch on him. Ready?
Careful, Hazel! Hazel! Where are you? Hazel! He is coming!
Hazel? Where have you gone?
Do you want to know?
Who are you?
All your people know me, Fiver. I think you do, too.
You speak with the voice of water that falls into pools echoing in the dark. You smell as clean as last year's bones. Yes. Yes, I know you.
Then, if you want an answer to your question, you must follow him.
Hazel.
You can just make him out. A shadowy thing. Crossing the dew-wet ridge, limping down into the dawn mist of the field beyond. Follow him.
Here?
It's where it all began, isn't it?
Yes.
By the old warren, the notice board, and the men.
This isn't the same board?
No.
The markings are different. What does it mean?
All in good time. My time.
In part one of Watership Down by Richard Adams, dramatised for radio by Brian Sibley, Hazel was played by Gunnar Cawthrey, Fiver by Robert Emms, Bigwig, Annick Slaney-Peckin, Blackberry, Finlay Robertson, and Dandelion by Luke McGregor. Holly was Nicholas Murchie, Kiha, Karen Barkey, Strawberry, John Dougal, Silver, Gavi Singh Chera, Cowslip, Kezia Joseph, and the men were John Bowler and David Stern. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Watership Down was narrated by Lindsay Marshall, and the producer is Gemma Jenkins.